Welcome to an Alaskan moment. A moment is a measure of time, 90 seconds. An Alaskan moment lasts a little longer, sometimes twice as much. Every Monday morning, from Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting in Sandpoint, apradio.org. This week in Alaska history, March 8, 1960, the state legislature passed a bill permitting non-profit organizations to operate games of chance.
March 9, 1911. Fire in Douglas destroyed a large section of the business district. March 10, 1959, the Alaska House of Representatives voted to give the governor of the new state a salary of $25,000 a year. March 11, 1942, the SS Mount McKinley, 4,861 tons and carrying military cargo, was wrecked at Scotch Cap, Unimak Pass. March 12, 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed into a bill providing a government railroad in Alaska. The Alaska Railroad, created by this legislation, is now owned by the state of Alaska. On March 13, 1968, Atlanta, Richfield, and Humboldt Oil announced their Prudhoe Bay discovery well. March 14, 1929, International Airways inaugurated air passenger service between Seattle and Alaska. This Week in Alaska History, compiled by Robert N. D. Armin of Sitka, courtesy of the Alaska Historical Society.
Now for your poem. Today's poem is found in the book, A Good Crew, an Alaskan Men's Anthology, edited by Roland Wilbert and Larry Larrabee, published by Fireweed Press in Fairbanks, 1986. Domestics, Leroy Perkins. When Bill fixed blueberry waffles, we gossiped like geese. Talked about women and keeping score. Told secrets as if we knew each other better than we do. Afterwards, we hung a picture. He wanted to get it right.